You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, July the 20th. Our guest this hour is upset with U.S. Senator Russ Feingold of Wisconsin for not supporting the impeachment of President Bush and Vice President Cheney. He wrote in a piece that was posted on Common Dreams, "In a diary entry on Daily Kos, Senator Russ Feingold, one of the most consistently progressive liberals in the Senate, surrendered to the Democratic Party establishment with an embarrassing string of lame and tired excuses for not standing for impeachment of the Bush-Cheney regime. His reasons offered for this bizarre turnabout sounded suspiciously like talking points from the Democratic Leadership Council or from the office of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Feingold says he worries about the great deal of time multiple impeachment trials would take away from Congress working on the problems of this country. But our guest says he fails to address what problems Congress is actually working on or what problems it can even try to work on. We will welcome your participation in our discussion on whether or not you support or whether you agree or not with Russ Feingold. Should he be pushing for the impeachment of Bush and Cheney or not? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our guest is Dave Lindorf, co-author of The Case for Impeachment. He's also an investigative reporter and runs the website thiscan'tbehappening.net. He wrote a recent piece, "Feingold Turns to Dross," that was posted on commondreams.org on July 17th. And he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so You don't buy Russ Feingold's reason that impeachment would take too much time away from Congress working on important problems?
No, for two reasons. First of all, the Clinton impeachment took all of 4 months, all the way through to the trial, and that you know. These guys can spend days on meaningless name changes of bridges. So it's really not an issue. And not only that, but during the Nixon impeachment hearings, which were lengthy and in the Judiciary Committee, that whole period of investigating Nixon was what saw us get the EPA and OSHA. A whole bunch of really important legislation was passed while the Judiciary Committee was doing its work. My feeling is that Congress has in the past shown that it can walk and chew gum at the same time, and I think Feingold knows that. That what really bothers me about the answer, the explanations that Senator Feingold gave, is that they're so transparently false, and he's too smart for that. And the other thing I would say is that in the 6 months that Congress has been in session, really almost seven now, since the Democrats took over, they really have done almost nothing, and they haven't been doing impeachment. They haven't passed any legislation. They have passed, they've passed bills that can't be signed and that they knew couldn't be signed. But they haven't ended the war. They haven't really accomplished a single thing. The one that they throw up is the passing of minimum wage. But as you know, in Wisconsin, that was a minimum wage that was below what most of the state's own minimum wage legislation is. So it was sort of a sop. And I called it blood money because it was tied to the continued funding of the war.
Yeah. What about Feingold's reasoning that the House brings the impeachment proceedings, and he as a senator has to, listen to a trial, and that it's not his place to be pushing for the impeachment?
Once again, this is like this is an argument that's beneath him. He's a smart enough man to know that the founders never imagined that the Senate was a jury like at a trial, you know, where the prosecutor and the defense go through a series of questions in front of a judge and remove jurors who are found to be biased. No senator gets removed for bias. They're not expected to be apolitical. The founders knew they were political. That's why they put a two-thirds rule on removal. they're supposed to try to be open-minded, of course, but clearly they're political animals and they come into it with political views. That was true in the Senate during the Clinton impeachment. There, obviously, those guys were not impartial on either side of that, and they weren't impartial in Andrew Johnson's impeachment, nor were they impartial during the period when Nixon was being considered for impeachment. As a matter of fact, Goldwater went to Nixon and told him that he should resign because Goldwater said, "You're going to lose in the Senate." How would he have known that if he hadn't caucused his members?
Yeah. Well, you say at the end of your piece that Russ Feingold will have to face your next election without us. Would you really turn your back on Russ Feingold or even not support him just because he doesn't support impeachment?
You know, first of all, I want to say I have supported Russ Feingold. I'm not from Wisconsin, mm-hmm. but I've offered his campaign has reached out of state for money, and I've willingly given it because I thought that he was an important member of a dwindlingly progressive group in the Senate. But for me, there are, at this point, there are two things that Congress needs to do. One is to end this war, which has gone on for five long years, longer than World War II, and is criminal from its inception. And the other is to definitively declare this presidency to be a crime against the Constitution. I don't think people, many people, realize the depth and seriousness of the danger to our constitutional government that's posed by this administration. But Russ Feingold does. He proposed a censure motion because he realized that, and that was an action that could have been done in the Senate, and he knew it, and he felt it had to at least be presented. At one point, he did. And, I mean, look, this president has declared himself to be above the Constitution and said that he is legislature, judiciary, and executive, that he doesn't have to enact laws passed by Congress, and he's done that 1,200 times now. People have to realize that what that means is if he's not impeached for that, then every future president will be able to say, well, I don't have to enact laws passed by Congress. And if you look at the Constitution, it states very clearly in Article 1 that the task and responsibility of the Congress is to enact, is to legislate, and the task of the president is to enact the laws of Congress.
I need to jump in. We have a weather break right now. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Dave Lindorf this hour. He is co-author of The Case for Impeachment. He's also an investigative reporter and runs the website thiscan'tbehappening.net. He's also upset with Wisconsin's Russ Feingold because Russ Feingold says he will not pursue or support impeachment against President Bush or Vice President Cheney. Our guest says that Russ Feingold needs to wake up and should be working on this issue, and we wonder if you agree or not. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our lines are full for the moment. Let's go to the phone. Steve in Madison is with us first. Hi, Steve. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for the time.
Hi,
I just want to, say I fully support our Senator Russ Feingold. We have to think of the political considerations between now and 10 years ago or 7 years ago. We can't have two impeachments in the same. History will tell. So you have to understand that if history will, impeachment doesn't mean anything when history will always tell the story. They impeached President Clinton over whatever President Clinton did, but this time it's different. This time it's serious, and
now it means
it's a different thing. These are much more serious charges, well, much more serious in
right.
You know,
so why so shouldn't I'm not following you, Steve. You support Russ Feingold for not supporting
you're
impeachment,
making
but
your argument that this should be an impeachment, whereas the last one was the one that was bogus. That was one of my complaints about Feingold, was that he said we can't overuse it, but he's allowing a bogus impeachment by Republicans that was simply to hamstring the president in Clinton's case, and never was a serious a charge that he had abused his power or anything like a high crime or misdemeanor, to say that we should not hold a president who's committed serious crimes against the Constitution to account. And I it's an argument that Feingold made, but I think it's completely wrong.
Yeah, well, let me make Steve's argument a little bit. President Bush and Vice President Cheney will be out of office in about a year or so, and mm-hmm. What's the point?
Well, that's a crucial issue. It is a major point, and that's not one that Senator Feingold made, but it's one that is made by some of those in Congress who are trying to block impeachment. The point is that many of these crimes, the lying us into a war, and particularly the signing statements issue I made, the deliberate and willful and repeated violation of the FISA law to do unauthorized massive spying on Americans, the violation of international treaties and international law in authorizing torture, in authorizing kidnapping, the canceling of habeas corpus, all of these things, if they are allowed to stand and these guys are allowed to walk away in January of 2009 without being called to account for through impeachment, become the standard behavior of presidents. They become they're by default, they become the traditional behavior of presidents. And so, you know, Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or Rudy Giuliani, God help us, will be able to do these things. Because they'll be able to say, well, that's what presidents do.
Yeah. Let me go to Richard in Menominee Falls next. Hi, Richard.
Good morning, Joy. For a long time, I agreed that we shouldn't have been messing around with impeachment because I think it was going to tie up the country and basically put us in a situation where we're just going to be hamstrung. But quite frankly, I think that we need to. I don't think that impeachment could ever make it happen because, let's face it, with the way the Senate and the House are laid out, the majorities just aren't there for the Democrats to be able to push this through. But they got to bring it up. They have to start fighting it. All of those points that your guest just made, this president has really taken this country and done with it what he wants. We really are living in my feeling, and my circle of people believe we're now living in a dictatorship. We just don't know it. This president has done what he's wanted, taking us into wars, not listening to the people, taking our emotions and bundled them up. He came in as a uniter and basically has driven a wedge across this country that, quite frankly, how are we ever going to get anything done? Quite frankly, I'd like to know, how are we going to fix anything as we go forward? Does anybody see any uniting in this country ever going to take place? And how is it that going to take place? Mm-hmm. I just don't understand it. This president has destroyed our country in many respects. And people, the 29%ers just don't get it.
A reaction, Dave Lindorf?
Yeah, one of the important things that I keep saying over and over is that impeachment is not about getting back at Bush. What it is getting back the Constitution. And that's the difference between this impeachment and the Clinton impeachment. The Clinton impeachment was all about punishing Bill Clinton for getting elected. The Republicans hated this guy because he was able to, you know, co-opt a lot of their bills and proposals and things, and they just hated him with a passion. This is not about hating George Bush or hating Dick Cheney as much as I find them to be repugnant. Mm-hmm. This is about restoring the Constitution, and it needs to be presented that way. I actually think that much as I look at the Nixon impeachment as the model. You know, when Nixon, in 1972, Nixon won re-election by a landslide, right? Not by a squeaker the way mm-hmm. Bush did, if he won at all. He won by a landslide, and 2 years later, he was being impeached. At the time that the impeachment was proposed for him, only 25 members of the House supported it, 25. And right now, 13, 14, 15 members of Congress are supporting the impeachment of Dick Cheney in a bill called H.R. 333 that's getting no attention in the media, but that's a lot of people. The point is that there was not support for impeaching Richard Nixon. We were hearing the same arguments, and it took a lot of guts for those 25 to come out against a president who had won by a landslide. And they went ahead and they held hearings. Now, in those hearings, you then had evidence come out that convinced more and more people, including Republicans, that the president was a criminal and that he was a threat to the Constitution, so that finally the House Judiciary voted out three articles of impeachment, one of them supported unanimously by Republicans. Mm-hmm. And that's why Nixon ended up resigning, because he was told he was going to lose and that he would be thrown out and that he would ultimately be indicted and spend time in jail if he didn't cut a deal. I think that people who say we can't impeach because the votes aren't there are simply trying to prejudge a case. If prosecutors said that before trials, we wouldn't have hardly anybody going to trial for anything, because you don't know what the jury's going to say until you present the evidence.
Let me get in this email from John in Park Falls before our news break. I have read what Senator Feingold has to say about impeachment, and I have spoken about the issue with Congressman Dave Obey. If both of these truly progressive legislators believe that impeachment would be a waste of time, I must agree with them. Obey told me there are simply not enough votes in the House to pass bills of impeachment, and it would take the focus off ending the war. Dave Lindorf?
Well, I just addressed the point that he's saying about the votes aren't there. That is a complete and utter ridiculous statement to make, because the case hasn't been presented. Hold the hearings and then say the votes aren't there. Hold the hearings in the House Judiciary, which doesn't stop the Senate from doing anything. It just stops the judiciary from doing anything, and have the evidence presented. Look, you can't. The problem that the House and Senate are both finding right now is that this president is stonewalling on every subpoena, on every request for a witness, and knows that he'll get the support of the courts. But he can't count on that in an impeachment hearing. There's a difference between an impeachment hearing and all other hearings, and that is that it has sanction within the Constitution. And so even any serious federalist judge who believes in the power of the executive still is someone who believes in the literal words of the Constitution, which say that the House has the right to impeach a president and to investigate and get that information. The only way they'll be able to get that information is through impeachment hearings. The rest is a waste of time.
Yeah, just a minute before our news break, this would take the focus off ending the war.
I don't believe that one bit, because impeachment is going to be about the war. It's going to be getting to the heart of the issue, which is the criminality in the starting of that war and in the running of it. And I think that that's where we're going to hear the story that's going to drive this country out of the war, and that's going to convince the wavering people in this country who still believe in the president that he was a criminal and that he lied us into this thing.
We're talking with Dave Lindorf, co-author of The Case for Impeachment, an investigative reporter, runs the website thiscan'tbehappening.net. He wrote a recent piece posted on commondreams.org taking Russ Feingold to task, because Russ Feingold says he won't pursue impeachment against the Bush administration. We will take more of your reactions and calls for our guest after the news. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you with us on this Friday, July the 20th. It's 7:36. We're talking with Dave Lindorf this hour, who is upset with Wisconsin's U.S. Senator Russ Feingold for comments that Feingold posted on his diary entry on the Daily Kos website. While Feingold says he believes that President Bush and Vice President Cheney may well have committed impeachable offenses, he would not support impeachment. And Dave Lindorf says that he should. We wonder what you think. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or talk at WPR.org. Dave Lindorf, co-author of The Case for Impeachment, an investigative reporter, runs the website thiscan'tbehappening.net. And he wrote a piece telling Russ Feingold to wake up. and support impeachment on a piece that was posted on commondreams.org this week. Stephen Oshkosh is our next caller. Hi, Steve. You're on the air.
Good morning to you both. David, I think your analysis is right on. I'd like to ask you, while there's a cost and time and effort that goes to impeachment, as there is in any trial, and you know it's largely negative, it seems to me the cost of not having an impeachment, the fact that bright or ethical people would not pick the United States of America to live, or that people would go around with a feeling that we live in a failed state, also has a toll. When I have to explain to my three children that laws apply to some people but not to others, I think there's a huge cost in that.
Well, I would absolutely agree with you. I think the, you know, the issue of cost, which also Feingold didn't raise, is pretty minimal. The cost of hearings, you know, most of the expenses of Congress are in the salaries of the Congress people and their staffs, which exist whatever they're doing. So I don't think it really has that significant an effect, other than, you know, the hiring maybe of some investigators and so on by the Judiciary Committee. It's not a real big deal. But I would agree that, you know, the main cost is reputational to the country because we violate international law now routinely and with impunity. But also there's a cost to our own liberty, which I don't think you can even put a dollar value on.
Thanks, Steve. Dick in Sister Bay is with us now. Hi, Dick.
Good morning, Joy, and your guest. Thanks so much for having him on. He has been one of the hardest working people on this issue and has written a fine book on it, too, which I commend
Thank
to
you.
Our listeners. My statement or argument would be, despite my agreeing with the guest, I don't think Russ Feingold is really a factor in this at all. I totally agree with his characterization, but it is the party leadership, and Russ is not part of that. I think he's trying to be part of the leadership. The problem is the leadership is corrupt at its core, and I'm talking about Pelosi's comment, which hasn't been mentioned during this broadcast, but impeachment cannot be off the table. That's like saying any of the articles of the Constitution are off the table. You can't pick and choose. And most Americans realize that crimes were probably committed by this administration. If you look at the most recent polls, the American Research Group poll that just came out recently, 54%, that's including Republicans in that mix, 54% want Cheney impeached right away. And there's a bill that hasn't been mentioned either.
I did mention it, H.R. 333, yeah.
H.R. 333, mm-hmm. which is being roundly ignored by Democrats. The fact that we're counting them by one a week signing on to this type of measure is indicative of how bad the situation is. So my statement simply would be that the problem is the party. It is not it we have Republicans in good standing standing up for saying there's been some problems that need to be investigated. The Democrats, almost to a person, are saying that 2008 election is more important than any impeachment, and they continue to harken back to Clinton.
I get you, Dick, but you don't blame Russ. You think Russ Feingold is fine?
Russ is part of the problem in this, and he's attempting. He's decided he's not going to run for president. He wants to be president of the Senate in some form or other in his career, and he figures this is a ticket in that direction.
Yeah.
And I think as long as we have all these Democratic apologists, it's time for Democratic rank and file to start looking in other places to get support in the federal government.
Dave,
thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
I absolutely agree with that statement. I think that it explains what Feingold is doing. He had a role to play as a conscience of the Senate, and he's just surrendering it. Barbara Boxer, a senator from California, has spoken out on impeachment, has said exactly what the caller said, that Nancy Pelosi and nobody can take impeachment off the table. And of course they can't. It says in the Constitution that if there's abuse of power and, you know, high crimes and misdemeanors or whatever, that the Congress shall impeach they're supposed to do it. And they don't have the option of saying, as Russ does, I think that impeachable crimes may have been committed, but we don't want to impeach on it. I mean, what is that? It's like, it's such a violation of his own oath of office that swears that he will uphold and defend the Constitution. It's just mind-boggling, and it's a sad loss that someone like Feingold would, who could be a conscience of the Senate, is surrendering it in hopes of, I suspect, getting more of a position of responsibility in the leadership.
Again, though, why don't you accept that he's saying this is going to take too much time, take too much tension away from important issues like ending the war?
Because, as I said, you know, first of all, I think that it's very much linked to ending the war. And second of all, the rest of it is a completely a bogus argument, because Congress, at this point, with the narrow majorities that the Democrats have, cannot pass any legislation. And Nancy Pelosi actually said this. She actually said that she knows they can't pass anything, but they need to build a record for 2008. So what they're doing is... And remember, you know, even if they manage to get the votes together to pass legislation, they can't count on it being enacted into law as long as Bush is allowed to criminally and illegally claim that he can do these signing statements and not enact the law. In a third of his signing statements, they did an audit and found that in a third of the cases, he simply didn't enact the law at all, and he actually instructed agencies of the government, in the federal government, to not comply with laws passed by Congress. This is criminal. What it means is that all this stuff about we have an important agenda to pass is baloney, because they can't count on anything being enacted. So so my argument would be that the first step is to get rid of these signing statements. And how do you do that? You can't pass a law to get rid of it, because he'll do a signing statement saying that the law doesn't apply. The only thing they can do is impeach him for abuse of power.
We are talking with Dave Lindorf, co-author of The Case for Impeachment, and also the author of a piece posted on the commondreams.org website, taking Russ Feingold to task for saying, Russ Feingold that is, that he won't pursue or support the impeachment of President Bush or Vice President Cheney, even though he thinks that they may well have committed impeachable offenses. Feingold, on his diary entry on Daily Kos, said that this would take a lot of time and would take away from the Congress working on the problems of the country. Our guest says baloney, that this is a problem that Feingold should be pursuing. 1-800-642-1234 and Madison 263-1890. We wonder what you think. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 14 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Friday, July the 20th. After 8 o'clock this morning, it's our Friday Week in Review. Two guests, Peg Lautenschlager and Rick Berg, will join us to talk with you about the news of the week in the Week in Review after 8. Our next caller is Glenn in Manitowoc. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, good morning.
Hi, Glenn.
Mr. Lindorf, by the way, Joy, thanks for waking me up this morning.
Well, you're welcome.
Mr. Lindorf, I unfortunately totally and completely agree with you that this present administration and the direction the country has been taking ever since Reagan is impeachable. However, to attack Senator Feingold, who I favor very highly, especially seeing as how he was one of them that had the moral high ground to vote against the war, go against the flow on many, many issues, try to curb the neocon direction that Congress and the administration were going, for him to be attacked as he's being attacked today just seems to me totally and completely misguided. What about all those silent Democrats who don't have the spine to stand the line? And let's not even bring up the neocon Republicans, who I'm sure have many, many good Republicans, who won't take responsibility and stand the line so that the neocons can't destroy their party. This apparent attack on Feingold is completely and totally unjustified, as I see it, for one statement. And like, what's wrong in our country? Nobody pays attention to the long term, just the short term. What about all his history and how he's had the courage? You paint him to be such a coward.
Dave Linder.
Well, first of all, I don't think anyone's exempt from criticism, and I would agree with you that, you know, Reagan should have been impeached, probably certainly Johnson should have been impeached, and probably Clinton should have been impeached, but for different things, for invading several countries without authorization or justification. But having said that, you know, when someone does something that is wrong, and I believe that Russ Feingold has done something that's wrong in taking this stand, he should be criticized. His prior behavior doesn't win him get off free pass, and I think it's even worse. You know, I've criticized Ron Paul, who has said, you know, on the Republican side that the president has committed impeachable acts, but he won't sign on to the H.R. 333 Cheney impeachment bill. So I'm an equal opportunity critic, but I think that, you know, when we lose someone like Feingold, who, as I said, has been a conscience in the Senate, and so clearly he makes arguments that are not lucid, are not genuine, and sound like they were practically written for him by the Democratic Leadership Council, he needs to be criticized. He needs to be pulled back onto the straight and narrow as a progressive. And I want to say one point that I neglected to mention. When Feingold says that he has to be a neutral observer because he might be a juror someday, so he can't pressure the House to get going on impeachment, then why is he making a voluntary statement against impeachment and lobbying against it, which is what he's doing? So he's trying to have it both ways. You know, on one hand, he's doing the bidding, I think, of the leadership by trying to tamp down impeachment sentiment in the wake of things like the commutation of Libby's sentence, which irritated an awful lot of people, Republican and Democrat. On the one hand, he's doing that, and on the other hand, he's saying, I can't lobby for impeachment because I can't. Mm-hmm. I have to maintain my purity as a independent juror.
Yeah. Well, Scott in Menasha is next. Hi, Scott.
Hi. Good morning. Along with the Afghanistan, Iraq that he's completely messed up and all these rules that he's breaking, I think the main thing is almost six years after 9/11, he has not secured or protected our borders, and I thought he took an oath to do that. He should be
the impeached. President.
Yeah, you're talking about the president, yeah.
Yes, and if...
But we're talking about also Russ Feingold saying he's not going to pursue impeachment or push for impeachment of the president.
Right, well, that's why I disagree with Feingold. It should be pursued. I agree with your guest. And, maybe it is a lot of time and money. If nothing else, could they take some kind of a non-confidence vote or something and just say, hey, we don't agree, we don't think you're competent, but... You only got a year and a half. Maybe you won't screw much more up.
Would that be good enough, Dave Lindorf?
No, because he will screw up a lot in the next year and a half. I mean, it's not a matter of confidence. It's a matter of criminality. This president has committed high crimes and misdemeanors, and I simply cannot understand how people like Feingold in particular, who are, you know, smarter than some of the low-grade mentalities that have managed to get themselves elected to Congress, how he can look at these serious, serious transgressions of our liberties, of our basic, tripartite government system, and say, "Well, we just have to let this go." You know, this is what is more important, Senator Feingold. What is more important than preserving our government and our Constitution that so many people have given their lives to construct and defend? I just don't understand it. There is nothing more important. Even ending the war, I think, has to take second place to saving a system of governance that has endured 200-plus years and is now at risk.
Paul in La Crosse is with us. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Just wanted to know that Ben Mazel sold me my impeach Cheney first button 4 years ago. So I've been to this party for a while. But I'm on Russ Feingold's side on this. If Russ Feingold says it, Nancy Pelosi took it off because she knows that she has such a small, you know, majority that she can't get a whole lot done there. They know that. And if people who are very good politicians say it, I'm going to go along with them. The other thing is that you have no street cred. You know, it's one thing to write about it. Maybe one day you'll write the sequel to the letter from the Birmingham jail. but you haven't done that yet. So you got to, you know, it's going to take more than a bunch of coffeehouse liberals to convince me that we got to proceed with impeachment when Nancy Pelosi and Russ Feingold are saying we shouldn't.
Well, I don't know what you mean by street cred. I mean, should I start with my arrest in 1967 at the Pentagon for in the march against the war? I mean, I don't need to prove myself, mm-hmm. but the fact that I'm a writer doesn't mean I don't have street cred. So, I mean, I don't know what your proof of street cred is, but
I guess these are well respected politicians.
They're in the profession of writing, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't accept it.
Doesn't Russ Feingold maybe know the body politic maybe a little better than you, Dave Lindorf?
Well, no. Mm. Actually, I think the problem is that Russ Feingold, I've been traveling the country talking and finding out that people are really upset and frightened at the loss of democratic governance that's happening in front of our eyes. And I think the problem with Russ Feingold and the problem of many, many people in Congress is they spend too much time in Washington, D.C. and on airplanes flying back and forth from their home offices to know what really the public thinks. And I'm afraid that Russ, maybe he's been in it too long and he's starting to adopt that bubble mentality in Washington, which is all too prevalent. Yeah. You know, I mean, Nancy Pelosi is at serious risk of losing her seat in 2008. I've talked to people in her district in California, in San Francisco. They are livid over her behavior. Her poll numbers in California now are 39%, and it may be even lower in her own district. And Cindy Sheehan is now about to mount an independent campaign against her, which could actually win in a sophisticated liberal district. People are angry at her because she's wrong.
Bob in Lake Tomahawk is next. Hi.
Yes, the gentleman keeps mentioning crimes, misdemeanors, and others that President Cheney has done, and I'd like him to tell us some of those so we can better understand it.
Well, let's not go. We only have 5 minutes left in the program, Dave Lindorf.
Well, you know, I would, and rather than list all of them, because there is a huge laundry list of crimes, some more serious than others, people could go to my website, which is thiscan'tbehappening.net, and they're all listed on a page. So I would commend you to that, although there's a couple I have to add, including the commutation of a sentence for Libby, which was a clear obstruction of justice, just like Nixon. What I would say is that the notion of high crimes and misdemeanors needs to be understood. It's not about breaking statutory laws. The founders defined it clearly as abuse of power, lying to the American people, and doing acts that threaten the security, safety, and well-being of our democracy and our nation. And those are not crimes you go to jail for, but they are high crimes and misdemeanors.
Thanks, Bob. Frank in Duluth, you're on the air.
Good morning. Good morning. It is clear that many issues coming to Washington, the people must lead. And believe me, the people are leading. There is a very much a growing groundswell for impeachment, because the president and the vice president have lied to the nation and Congress and you and the UN about going to war. They have abolished habeas corpus. They tortured prisoners against, you know, in violation of international and national law and basic morality. They've obstructed the process of checks and balances. They've committed treason by identifying a CIA agent, on and on and on. There is no more important issue. Thank you.
You're not going to argue with him, Dave.
Couldn't agree more.
Let me one more call. Diane in Milwaukee, very quickly. We're almost out of air.
If Bush was a Republican, the Republicans would go ahead with impeachment because their website, conservative website by Bob Barr, AmericanFreedomAgenda.org, lists all the reasons for impeachment. AmericanFreedom.org.
Did you follow that, Dave Lindorf?
Yeah, no, Bob Barr, who was the leader of the House impeachment of Clinton, has said that Bush should be impeached. He's now working for the ACLU, and he sees the damage that's being done to the Bill of Rights by this president and vice president.
Yeah.
I guess what really gets me going on Feingold is that he knows better.
And what really, what I found telling was that his arguments were so pathetic and were all the ones that I've been hearing from the most partisan leadership people in the Democratic Party who simply don't want to take any risks and want to coast into 2008 in the hopes that the Republicans will self-destruct. It's a very cynical and irresponsible approach to a dangerous political time, and I hate to see Senator Feingold buying into it.
We thank you very much for your time. You certainly got many of our listeners riled up, so thanks for being with us.
I hope I did. Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Dave Lindorf, co-author of The Case for Impeachment, an investigative reporter who runs the website thiscan'tbehappening.net. He wrote a recent piece for commondreams.org taking Russ Feingold to task for Russ Feingold's recent comments that he would not support the impeachment of President Bush or Vice President Cheney. Thanks to Leo Duran for producing this hour. Thank you for listening. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network.